original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Video Games to the Max, as we are reacting and responding and reviewing to the Xbox E3 press conference for E3 2017 that just ended about 10-15 minutes ago. Man, they showed a lot in this thing. They ended with Anthem, started with the Xbox One X. It's officially called now. Well, Randy was shitting on the fact that it was going to be called Scorpio for the longest time. You like this name better?
It's cleaner. That's for sure. Just the Scorpio just didn't seem like what they've been doing with the Xbox. So, all of a sudden, they were going to start using horoscope names. It didn't make any sense. It's been codename Scorpio forever. It was never going to be the name. I don't care. They called it. I figured it was going to be something other than Scorpio, and it was. And X is fine because they used S earlier. Again, it kind of goes with the theme that they've been doing. So, yeah, I'm fine with it.
I hope if it ever gets a virus, it's called the Sigma virus.
Can we refer to it as a Xbox One Roman numeral like we do with WrestleMania 10?
I guess if you want. It's like people that used to call it the X-Bone. So,
yeah.
You know, do what you will. I mean, I think we pretty much, basically the rest of the conference was trying to show off how beautiful stuff is going to look on the Xbox One X. And they started off with Forza 7. They brought out a new car. At least this one didn't drop from the ceiling.
It's opportunity.
Porsche 6-year deal. I don't know. I mean, it looked cool. It's Forza. I mean, I don't. Anything you guys want to say on that particularly?
I think women were kind of pandering.
Yeah, I think that's what they were there for, was to sort of pander.
Why not just have them in bikinis next year?
Because then you would get a lot of women being really upset about that. Hey, but they quickly brought back a series that we hadn't heard from in a while, Metro, and it's called Metro Exodus. You saw a big-ass rat and a bear-looking thing and a lot of caverns and whatever else, so I'm just glad that series is back.
That was a pretty strong opening right there. I thought that was a pretty decent opener.
Yeah, I thought the game looked great.
I hope it plays better than Last Light does, because I had a game-breaking bug play with that game.
Ooh, ouch.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Did they ever fix it?
No, I made a YouTube video basically explaining why I can't review the game. And I still get comments to this day saying people ran into the same issue. It's like
been
3 or 4 years.
That's nuts.
And that was on what system?
That was on PC, but it came out on 360 and PS3 originally.
I played it on the PS3. I enjoyed it.
I played the when they put it on PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah, Redux. Whatever.
And then they didn't waste too much time. Assassin's Creed Origins.
Yes.
Lots of gameplay. You can use the eagle to figure out where your enemies are.
Yeah.
And they're flying around with them.
Yeah, like I said in the live stream, it's basically Assassin's Creed Primal in terms of gameplay, but it looks great. I'm excited for it. I hope the story that they're talking about, that they were promising that you shape the story, works out the way they hope.
Yeah, I mean, I like the setting. It's very much Assassin's Creed set up somewhere else, so it's... Mark, I know you're a big Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, that'll be the one I probably review in a few months. It looks good. like, the story has me a little concerned, like, just the whole, like, shaping it part, because I don't know how well that'll play. But the game, the gameplay looked fine. Like, the whole rolling around, like, in the combat and stuff looked pretty good.
Yeah, at least you're not, you know, as long as they don't go back to the Animus or anything, we'll be good.
Well, I mean, just climbing pyramids, I mean, that just is, sounds fun and,
well,
unto
you
itself.
Know,
and then
you got to have the periods of walking around evil Ubisoft for 10 minutes doing nothing to break up the awesome, right? Right?
Do you think they regret killing off Desmond?
I'm waiting for the reveal that you're actually playing as Christ.
No, you're actually Moses, and the last thing you do is part the Red Sea.
Yeah, but that's just an Animus glitch.
Well, I mean, at least they have even hyenas in that game. You're going to be able to do stealth, all the stuff. Like, yeah, I think the coolest thing was certainly the pyramids and the multi arrows. That stuck out with me, even though your character didn't get to do them in the actual demo when they showed it. Then they had
giant snake too.
Yeah. Then the Player Unknown Battlegrounds being exclusive at launch for Xbox One X. You guys
That's
are the ones
game.
That have played that, so.
It's definitely a good get for Xbox. They need games like that.
I wonder how long it'll be exclusive. I wonder how long it'll be exclusive for, though.
Yeah.
I mean, at least 3 months or something? I think that's good enough.
But I said it on our live stream. As long as it's for a few months, that's all you need. Because right now, you know, Battlegrounds is the flavor of the month, but it seems like every few months that changes on the PC scene as far as that game that everyone is playing, and you see a ton of action. So as long as you have it for a few months, maybe that hype dies down before PlayStation even gets a hold of it and you get all of the traffic.
Yeah, true. I mean, that's kind of what they need right now, is just anything that'll get people to be like, well, because they don't have to buy it. I mean, as much as they're pimping the Xbox One X, they don't have to buy one of those. They can buy the old Xbox
the
One,
game.
The old Xbox One S, and you can still get the game. So,
yeah.
The
even
point
the
is just to draw you in.
Are timed exclusives even really big selling points? Like, timed? I mean,
depends on how much time, right? Like, if it's Tomb Raider for a year, yeah.
Yeah, dang it, me, I waited.
But,
I
mean,
the thing with Tomb Raider, though, is at the time Tomb Raider was the timed exclusive, it was literally one of the only things even close to worth it for the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. But still, it got people to, I don't know how many people, I don't think they ever released that number, or probably ever could, of how many people bought an Xbox One because of a Tomb Raider, but, you know, that'll be left
to Square Enix, nobody did.
Well, the second one, it did at least 1 million, right? But I don't think that they've really released a ton of numbers for how the second game did.
I hope it did well. Those games are good.
I thought they already sort of announced the third one.
Well, they leaked it, but that was it.
Oh, and then you have the State of Decay 2. And they did have that Deep Rock, whatever, indie shooter thing, but
yeah, that was, it looked intriguing at first, but now that I've been kind of separate, you know, now that we've kind of had a little bit of time to digest everything else that happened, that didn't really ping too many check boxes for me.
It looks fun. It just really made me wish Valve would start making games again.
Well, so, Valve has no
keep
more
dreaming.
Valve has no more writers left.
Yeah. It really just made me long for a Left 4 Dead 3, to be honest. I mean, that's just, I mean, I get it's not really the same, but just looks like it's just another zombie game that's been done better.
Right.
To me, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I think State of Decay 2 is, it's got its fans, obviously. I think when the first one came out, it was certainly a big deal because it was special. It was before all the craze with Walking Dead and everything. So mm-hmm. now that you've had that, it really felt like Walking Dead the game.
Well, I guess the unique thing about like State of Decay is like the whole settlement system and like having to actually find supplies. So, like, as long as the combat's better, like I don't like the combat in the first one at all. That felt really weird to me.
To me, it seems like a bigger, better version of 7 Days to Die.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah.
Point.
That's fair.
I did love the video showing that they chose the option to save the person instead of killing them. Like, you know, I don't think anybody will ever choose that option, especially if somebody went out and grabbed supplies.
And it's probably not the case, it's just something I'm probably way reading into, but during that trailer, one of the ladies that was talking said, you only have one chance. It would be awesome, though. I think it would piss more people off than I would enjoy it. It'd be great if you died, you're no longer available in that server.
Wow.
I mean,
you have one chance.
I mean, I think the best way to do that, something like that, though, would just the way Zombie did it, where you just get, your character dies and has all your stuff, and you just go find it. I don't know if that's server. That'd be that would piss people.
Maybe
off.
That's hard. Maybe that would be hardcore mode. You'll have a hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. that's a little extreme. People might really get pissed for that. Darwin Project kind of feels like it came and went, obviously.
Yeah, that was one of the more painful moments of a otherwise pretty decent conference for me. That it looked bad. Like the art style looked like vomit.
And I could have done without the shoutcaster.
That too. That shoutcaster was cringe-inducingly bad. It was just like, no, just fucking no. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We're not on my stream anymore. I need to rein that in.
The irony of the name of the game, and it looks like it might be up for a Darwin Award.
Ouch!
Insert rap air horns here.
Well, I know Robert's a big fan of this game, Minecraft 4K. Super duper graphics version, guys.
Yeah.
Are you excited for this? And it's going to be crossplay between consoles, VR, PC, and Xbox One. Doesn't mention, they did not show a picture of PS4 in that montage, though. So consoles might only mean Switch.
Yeah. Well, I think that might have just been kind of them being afraid of Sony a little bit. Because even though this is a pretty strong conference, they've been stomped pretty hard by Sony the last couple of years. And they may not have wanted to give them any sort of credit whatsoever.
Well, to be
fair, I think they also own Minecraft, so it's not like...
Yeah. Well, also, if I remember correctly, I remember reading stuff that Microsoft was open to the idea of crossplay, and I think Sony was the ones that shut it down.
Well, yeah, because Sony doesn't need to, but this would be a good way for Microsoft to go... Okay, you know, ball is now in your court.
Here's the
Everyone else has agreed with Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
We own it, so if you want the super duper graphics pack, you have to do this crossplay thing.
Yeah, for your PS4 Pro. There you go.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball, whatever. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just about to say. The only thing I found negative about that is that the official name is actually the Super Duper Graphics Pack.
Nothing negative about that at all. You are a negative person. The Super Duper Pack is awesome and a great name.
Yeah, but what's the 8K graphics pack going to be called?
Super Duper.
Yeah, Mega Duper.
Super Califragilistic Expialidocious.
Whoa there.
And then they get the stuffing suit out of them by Disney.
Moving on. Dragon Ball FighterZ, after showing all this gameplay, they come out with the most generic name ever. It's the 3v3 thing that's in 2D.
It's so surprising that it's with the Z on it. It's like Dragon Ball is gotten away from the Z. It's fine. But I like it. I'm not a big fighting game person, but I'm a Dragon Ball fan, and it looks awesome in 2D. I'm glad, you know, now we have our chance to have that kind of open world 3D fighting game, and now here's your basic looking 2D fighting game with all of your Dragon Ball characters. I think it was a smart move.
Yo, where's Chao Tzu, man?
He's in there. They just didn't want to show him off. He'll be unlockable.
Yeah, him and Yajirobe need to be in that game.
How many fighters do you think they're going to have in here?
Hopefully all of them. There's no reason not to.
There is, because it's Arc System Works doing it, and like that engine takes a lot of time and resources to build for. Like that's not a 2D game, that's a 3D game.
Yeah, a 3D game done in a 2D style.
Yeah.
Alright, hopefully it's good though, because I mean, that's all that matters at the end of the day. And Black Desert Online, which, you know, like Mark said, no one cared about it on PC. Weird that you were going to bring it to Xbox One X, but
I think people liked like the character creator, and that was about it.
Go ahead.
No Final Fantasy 14 either.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they've just now really said that they're still talking or whatever. I didn't expect them to announce that, if they even do it.
Yeah.
And what is it? They had the Artful Escape thing, The Last Night, and of course Code Vein footage, which love Code Vein.
Yeah, and awesome. Last Night looked intriguing, and Artful Escape looked like an acid trip. I'm interested in those three titles for varying reasons.
Yeah, this section of their press conference I think was my favorite, because yes, they were showing great games at the beginning, but other than Forza, we all kind of made a reference to every single one was a shooter. So I was like, okay, you're having great games, and a lot of them are exclusives, but I mean, really, they're all basically the same kind of game. And then this kind of section between Minecraft and The Last Night and all of these different games were very original and very different. And so I was very excited to see exactly how many different styles of games were coming, because it was really awesome when they said 42 games were going to be shown and 22 were console exclusive. I'm not sure if the timed exclusives were in that 22 count, but it was really nice.
Oh, they were, because there's no way.
Don't worry, Forza Horizon or Forza Motorsport 7 will have drive-by DLC, so shooting that.
Yeah. Yeah, just shooter just reminds me of EA sometimes with sports.
Well, that's what a lot of what they showed yesterday is sports. I just got a press release for Anthem, which is very short. Weird. Anyway, so then, and we'd already seen Code Vein before. It was just they got to sort of show it off there. Sea of Thieves got a nice section here. You got to see them go underwater, get loot, go in caves, go to this island. You got to
get shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, I get shot out of a cannon. Somebody came and killed him, you know, hit him in the back of the head.
And then which annoyingly was funny. Put paper in your face.
The shark ate somebody. I mean, so yeah, the narrator got really annoying.
Yes.
God.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure what to think about Sea of Thieves, because I kind of came in looking forward to knowing more about it, and now after that trailer, little bit concerned.
I don't think it looks great. Like, it visually just doesn't look impressive at all to me.
No, it doesn't, but at the same time, it does look like it could be a lot of fun. I mean, I was a fan of Sid Meier's Pirates, and I know it's not the same, but I just like pirate games. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Looks like it'd be fun with friends.
Yeah. Really just depends how tight it is to play co-op.
Yeah.
If they tighten up that experience a little bit, it could be good, but just that trailer was just kind of like, yeah.
If you could like backstab your friends, it'd just be great. If that literally can happen.
I wonder if they'll do the where you can decide whether you turn friendly fire on or off, or you know, or if they just close that down from the start.
Should always be on.
Like, maybe they have a different, like, some servers are for, you know, you don't have it on, and some are, you know, if you want to have it on or not. Because I could see people getting really pissed about that after a while. What do they do after this? I think this is where they showed Tacoma's release date, and then they trolled Robert really, really, really hard with a tail.
To be fair, every single person on this panel bought into that for a second.
I didn't. I said not Conker. I was like, hell no, they're not making a new Conker. They're not that dumb.
Wasn't it?
And it wasn't Rare making it either. It was like that play.
Playful. Yeah.
That was the one thing that had me really confused at first, because it had a different developer up, and then you saw the tail, and did they just ship it out to somebody?
I mean, Microsoft technically owns Rare, so they could decide to go, hey, you know what, somebody else is making a new Conker game if they wanted to. But,
either way,
yes.
You own the character, you own the company, and then I don't care what game that was, you allow them to just show the tail and use the damn color scheme, the same color scheme, and not expect people to think Conker. It's just, I'm just.
Technically, only the beginning looked like it was red. After that, you could automatically tell he was orange, sort of. So,
with the white tip, with glue outfit, yeah, whatever.
I still say that Robert has to be the one that reviews this.
Oh, I'll review it. I don't care how good it is, though.
Well, you know, it's a platformer with a thing that looks like Tails and Conker had a child, and yeah, it comes out November 7th. I guess it's going to launch with the X. And then the more important thing is Cuphead finally has a release date, September 29th. Woo!
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was a pretty decent highlight there. I also love how they kind of poked a little fun at themselves with the lights of which you have never seen before, and then they crossed out the never.
Yeah,
that was a pretty good one. In a similar vein, I know this is going backwards in time a little bit, but I loved how the trailer for An Artful Escape. The release date was when it's damn good and ready. I thought that was also pretty good.
I don't know why anybody is thinking about getting a Wii U in our chat there. They're insane. Somebody should type that in there while I can't, because I'm having to read off a paper.
Robert's got...
No, just tell him immediately, do not buy a Wii U. It's pointless. Anyway, so... After this, they did that other Annapurna game, Ashen.
Yeah. You did skip one, Sean, but I don't blame you for skipping it. But it is kind of big, so we should bring it up. But they did show a bit of Terry Crews' Crackdown 3.
Oh, I didn't even write it down. That's fine. Yeah. Crackdown 3. It looked like Crackdown. I mean...
I mean, they were the first two games were fun, I guess, just mindless fun. But
at the
that,
first one was.
Yeah, trailer just looked like whatever. It,
yeah,
it
that
looked
yeah,
totally
that, that,
unfinished.
It, it depends on how much Terry Crews there is. Because that was pretty good. Him being able to be him on that all over the live action bit of that trailer was pretty funny. But the gameplay itself, yeah, generic as all hell.
I mean, I say that about every game, really.
What, it would be improved for live-action Terry Crews? Yes, that's entirely correct. Terry Crews needs to voice Doomfist in Overwatch. When they finally get around to adding Doomfist to Overwatch.
Yeah, I don't... it's probably going to be fine. It's just, you know... There's still not.
I just think Microsoft needs to just go to, you know, the developers and just crack down on whatever they're doing with that game right now.
Boo! Boo,
wow! Wow! That was bad.
Guys! He got his humor from Conker. Okay, you can't blame him.
I had a feeling that one in there.
The action game looked cool. It looked like there was vampires, and I don't know what those creatures were. They're underground, and more stuff happening. I don't really remember a whole lot of it because they showed Life is Strange prequel after.
Yep.
Which got us all excited.
I'm hyped.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Randy's not excited because the main character is his least favorite character from the first series.
Yes.
But, you know.
And listen, I enjoyed my experience with Life is Strange all the way through. I thought it was a great game until the end. And then it was like, you have 98,000 decisions to make, and then it comes down to one or the other.
Yeah.
And this game, the other games that they're making could be completely different. This game is going to come down to, you don't even have a choice. Because it's a prequel, and it's already preordained.
Yeah, that's true, though.
Just think of it this way with it. At least you get to watch the life of your least favorite character deteriorate in front of your eyes by your own choices.
That's actually a valid point.
I'm going to pick the worst choices. I
don't
want to spoil
Life is Strange. That's actually a very good point.
I want to spoil it, but obviously there's a main character that's going to be in this prequel that... their situation is predetermined for the actual Life is Strange game. So I don't see it where it's going to fix with the problems that I had with the first Life is Strange. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Like I said, I loved the story. I loved most of the characters. Yes, Chloe drove me nuts. Just because every time I tried to push her away, the game went, nope, she's here.
Yep.
Nope, she's your best friend. Like, no, she's not. She's a bad influence and she's ruining my life.
The other thing that made me to be said here to kind of temper this a little bit is this is not Dontnod developing this. This is another company. Dontnod is working on getting Vampyr out, and then they have an actual sequel in development. The Before the Storm is being developed by somebody else. So whether that bodes good or ill, I guess we'll kind of have to wait and see until August to find out.
Which is why a 3 episode arc here is just right. It's fine. It's prequel and different company. So,
and honestly, even if it has very little decision making and is a slightly different style game, it's fine. Because again, I enjoyed the world that Dontnod created with this. So I'm curious and I'm interested, and I already know I have to play it because the girlfriend saw the trailer and she actually loved Life is Strange, so we're getting it. So,
yeah. All this talk of Life is Strange, now all of a sudden I have obstacles stuck in my head again. God damn it.
I just hope the photography part's still there.
Yes.
We have to doing the little things just to get that picture.
It looked like there was a camera in
yeah,
one
they,
of
they made sure
things.
To show the camera falling. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go from having obstacles to removing some of the obstacles because you now can recruit people in Shadows of War. To update the Nemesis system.
This is all I want.
I love that, man. I love that you can just go and recruit people Or your orcs or your other enemies, and you can just amass an army and go after what you want. That's awesome.
So stoked.
So here's the thing. I absolutely loved Shadows of Mordor when I played it for the backlog busting project. It did get a little stale at the end. I think the Nemesis system was an amazing addition. Wasn't really fine-tuned. They did two things in here that absolutely have me stoked for this game. One was, like you said, you can recruit some of these orcs and kind of build your own army for later on down the game. The other was, even if you kill those orcs, they could come back stronger as what they called machines, where, as we were talking about in the stream before, if you're good at the game, it just becomes easier and easier because nobody's coming back that's stronger. Now you can kill them, they'll get quote-unquote rebuilt and be stronger and continue to give you a hard time. So I think they did everything they could to take all of the feedback that some of the gamers gave them and fix it for the second one, and I'm really excited.
Yeah, and the combat just looks so much more refined. Way more fluid, just way more fun.
Yeah,
I was going to say, let's not all jump at once.
Yeah, well, I was about to try to jump in, and then Sean started apologizing. But I have not played the original yet. It's on my to-do list when I get... Because it came to the PS4 and Xbox One, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The original did? Yeah. It's been on my list when I finally, you know, win the lottery and can afford one of those systems. But... from what I heard from Randy on when he did it on the podcast, it sounded interesting, and it sounds like some of the problems he had with the original are getting fixed in Shadows of War, so it's also getting up there on my list.
Mark, anything on...
No, I mean, it looks good. Like, a lot of the stuff you just mentioned was in the first game, though. Like, the whole rebuilding mechanic. Like, not as a metal guy, but, like, if you didn't kill a orc and he escaped, he came back stronger in the for another go-around.
No, but that's what I'm saying, is even if you do kill them, there's a chance they come back.
Yeah.
Is what I got from the machine gun.
Yeah, and then you can take his powers for what you need, and I don't know if you give them back to him or what it is.
Yeah.
But,
it's then a lot more colorful, too.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, well, of course.
The first game was gray, and then darker gray.
And you then they went and showed us Ori 2 or Ori Will o' the Wisps, which I think that was a big surprise. I think I don't know that anybody had said that was coming before this. So
I'd seen a little bit leak about it. But, you know, it was kind of a given that it was going to happen with how successful the first one was. Kind of like, not to spoil anything, but there was at least one leak for Bethesda that's kind of obvious in retrospect. You know? So, yeah.
Do you think Sony has Axiom Verge 2 tomorrow?
Maybe, but...
That'd be interesting, yeah.
Yeah, they could. I mean, why not show some indie games? Have it be in VR, maybe? If they're going to do that push. And then they ended the conference with telling you the price of the Xbox One X, which is $499, which I think many people had guessed that already.
Yeah.
No surprise there.
Yeah.
And no problem with it.
No.
Yeah. After how strong that conference was, I have less of a problem with it than I did back before we saw this pretty strong salvo of games from Microsoft. I mean, when we were sitting there staring down the barrel of a premium console at $500 with as weak of a lineup as Microsoft had announced before this conference. That was a bitter pill to swallow. But now that they have stuff like, you know, Anthem to an extent, which we'll get to in a second, Ori, Assassin's Creed, all the stuff they pointed out at this conference, it's slightly more bearable. It's still a little bit high, but you know it's a pretty powerful console, so you can't really complain too much.
Yeah, but then you also have to, you also think about what they said with all the free upgrades on certain games that you'll get, and then the promises from the 30 developers and partners that'll do free upgrades as well to other games. I mean, I think $500 is great.
I don't know of a console that launched a $500 that actually did well.
Well, fair. Yeah. Because the PS3 technically launched at $600.
That never did well.
$599.
Well, it ended up selling really well towards the end, so.
Yeah, and they knocked it down so much. Yeah.
They'll knock it down eventually.
But then again, to go along with what Mark was saying, though, it's also too, like, this game, I think, Sean, you said it during the stream, was made for, the hardware enthusiasts that want bigger, better, but I'm thinking, like, for $500, you might as well just put that money towards a high-end PC that'll play the same games.
Not everybody wants to build a PC, and not everybody wants to find out that their PC still can't play their games 2 years later. So.
Yeah, and then the $500 will barely get you a graphics card that can do 4K.
Well, I mean, that's what I said, towards, but, I mean...
Well, but that the thing about that is, though, if you're the kind of person that's balking at $500, you're going to balk at $2,000, you know? Plus having to build it yourself, you know?
Yeah, well, plus, you know, in order to really, really... I mean, look, it's going to look great on a 1080p, I'm sure. But in order to really get the best out of this thing, you also need to have a 4K TV, which those things are not cheap. So you're looking at least, what, another $600, $700 right there? So, you know, that's something you got to consider too.
My problem with that argument, though, is that then you kind of get into a slippery slope of, well, you're telling me that now I need a TV to play my console. What's next? You're going to tell me I need a house to put that console in? God damn.
Well,
it. Yeah.
You don't need it, but if you really want it to, if you're a graphics snob and you really want it to look as good as possible, then you got to get that TV. If you don't already have one already, that is. So. But yeah, I think the last thing we got to talk about here is Anthem, which...
Oh, BioWare.
Yeah, it's the BioWare game, and it is it's a shared world with four friends. I don't know if that means that when you go online, there's 28 other people playing at the same time or not. Or it's just four people, which would really limit the whole, it's supposed to be a Destiny thing. But there are exosuits, and you get more as you go on. There's crafting. It's an action RPG, so there's that as well. And, I mean, yeah, so. And you discover new paths and whatever else. So I know you kind of made the joke, Robert, about, well, did they just make that Mass Effect Andromeda so they could test it for this game? But
it had a lot of the same elements, especially the discovery points and everything that obviously it's BioWare, so it's a BioWare shooter, so it's going to play like Mass Effect. That seems to be the only way they're able to make shooters, but I don't know. It looks interesting. Pretending to be Iron Man looks like it could be pretty fun. But I don't know. I think it's got a... I don't know. BioWare's fallen off a lot since, I think, Mass Effect 2. I don't... Well, it's going to be a wait and see.
Since the doctor's left.
Yeah, pretty much, right? Since Drew left as head writer. So, ever since EA took over, I don't know. It's a wait and see. I'll wait for review. Looks pretty, though.
Anything from you guys?
I thought it looked kind of boring, actually.
Yeah.
It didn't. it didn't look inspiring or like, you know, like brand, like anything like brand new. It just looked like, it's another team-based shooter where you kind of just go around doing stuff.
It looked decent, and I was kind of digging it until basically probably about the point where the main character got really excited, like really quote unquote excited for the gun dropping, the legendary gun dropping, and I was just like, oh god, yeah.
No, my breaking point was a little earlier when she's like, oh, this character should be here. They could use more XP.
Oh yeah, that too. Yeah. I even pointed that one out too. I was like, "Oh boy, this is what we've been missing from this E3 forced, you know, casual conversation during gameplay demos."
It just looked like, and I say this with not trying to sound as insulting as possible, but it looked like a BioWare game being made by BioWare in 2017. I guess it's insulting. It's not really good if you think about it, but I'm not seeing much from it. I mean,
and honestly, if that game comes out in 2018, I was about to say I would do something really embarrassing, but I'm not going to do that. But I have a hard time believing that game is going to be out in 2018.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah, it'll probably get delayed at least once.
I see it. It sounds like they crunched the hell out of Mass Effect Andromeda, and that turned out well for them.
December 31st, 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the good old stock date.
It'll come out in March.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, and original Xbox games.
Wait. Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Yeah, original Xbox games. I got that one right. Original Xbox games coming to the... They did not say if it's they're going to let you have the disc.
I doubt that.
No.
Yeah.
Digital download only.
Oh, which
that's
is fine.
Fine, though. Who the hell has their Xbox original Xbox disc at this point, anyway?
Hi.
I do.
Well, yeah, you do, because you have every game system in the God's green earth, but some of us.
Not true. I don't have a Switch yet.
Okay.
And he doesn't have a Phantom.
Or a Virtual Boy.
Nobody cares about the Virtual Boy. Except Mark over there.
I've had two of those.
Oh, wow.
So... Yeah, what if we got to give it a rating here, just like we did for the EA one. I'm assuming this one's going to be much higher.
Yeah, that's not a very big bar to clear, though. I'm actually going to go ahead and say that was about a 7 for me.
Wow.
Out of 10.
Yeah, I'd say 7 too. I'd like 7 out of 10. Like there wasn't anything like groundbreaking. Like it didn't feel like there was anything like super exciting for that press conference.
Yeah, a 7's fair. We were watching it and everything. Some things seemed exciting, and then now that we're actually reviewing it, it's starting to bring me down a little bit. But yeah, so 7 is fair.
Yeah, I think 7 too. I do appreciate they did not try to shoehorn in, like, oh, let's have Gears 2 remastered just to be able to have it there. Or, you know, like, throw in some spin-off Halo game just to have it there. Like, okay, we got Ori, we got Forza, because they always have Forza. You know, they switch those off.
Yeah.
But the rest of it was just stuff we either knew about, or, you know, you got to see Anthem, and then you got to see a few other things. But they didn't just go with something crazy, and so I appreciate that.
I think you guys are all underselling this. To me, it's a 9, just for the fact that they showed a lot of games, and that's what you need with Xbox. There's not a lot of exclusives. That's what Wes said in the preview, was what Xbox exclusives are there, and there weren't many, and now there's a lot, whether they're timed exclusives or not, and a lot of them are coming this year, and they only spent, I want to say 10 minutes, maybe, at the beginning, talking about the Xbox One X, and talked about it a little bit at the end with the prize. And yeah, you know, they kind of spent too much time on Forza. And that's where I thought the whole press conference was going to go. And then all of a sudden it was just game after game after game after game. And that's what I needed from them, was show me what kind of games you have. They were very diverse. It wasn't all first-person shooters like it started out to be. And I think even if they didn't come out there and just blow us away with one amazing title, they came out with a ton of games which are going to add to that library that desperately needed it. So I don't know if they could have really came out with anything that would have made it any better, to be honest.
I do.
Well, of course you do. Of course you do.
The reason why I scored it a bit lower, which... let's be clear here. When I say 7 out of 10, that's still pretty damn decent in my book.
Yeah, that's above like a average. Game, you know.
This isn't like a review 7 out of 10, which is, oh my god, this is execrable garbage, get it out of my face, because scaling.
Wait, what? But, out of 10 in a review is not garbage.
Well, no, I'm aware of that. But I actually, this was years ago at this point, but I actually gave, I did a review of Def Jam Fight for New York. And I gave it a 7, and people were like, wow, you really showed that game who's boss. And I'm like, no, I enjoyed it. But anyway, sorry, got a little off track there. That's my fault. I apologize. The reason why I didn't score it like an 8 or a 9 is because a lot of these games, yes, they're timed exclusive, but there wasn't a lot that was like coming specifically to the Xbox.
Yeah, there was. Like, there was a lot of exclusives.
Like, Xbox and then not having a PC release, but the I guess that's also kind of part and parcel. With
wait, hold on. The PC and Xbox at this point are the same. We might as well just not even count that. But yeah, most of that stuff's also coming to PS4.
Yeah,
but that's Microsoft. Eventually. Microsoft wants those games to come out on PC because other than the actual Xbox people there, a lot of people in Microsoft don't even want that system. So a lot of those games have to come to Microsoft or to Windows and all of that stuff. So that's not surprising. But the fact that a lot of these games at least have a timed exclusive, and I need to go back and see the list, but I want to say there were almost 10 games that I saw that were just straight up exclusive, not just timed. I thought they hit this one out of the park.
Yeah, I think for me that when you say there's got to be a 9 or there's got to be something that blows you away that goes, oh my god, I want to play that game. And I don't think I had that with this press conference. In fact, the one game that they were hyping the whole time, Anthem, I think fell short
They
wanted.
They only hyped that at the end. How did they hype that the whole time?
They hyped it at another press conference. Come on.
No, EA. Like, that's an EA game. Listen, Microsoft did not hype that game at the EA.
Telling me that is your main event and it fails. All right.
Yeah, that was the last game they showed. I mean.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's the only game they did. If you go back and look at time, I'm sure they gave more time to State of Decay. They gave more time to Forza.
It's probably all the same about the same
time. More time to State or Sea of Thieves, which, again, I don't think was groundbreaking. But it's the fact that we're looking at all of these games, and it's not like, oh, here's just another Gears. Here's another Halo. A lot of these are original ideas and different takes on different kind of genres. And to me, that's a win.
I find it hard.
Seven is not a loss. I'm just saying loss.
They threw out a lot of sequels in this event too. Like,
well, of course, because that's what any press conference is going to be. Because, listen, if Sea of Thieves comes out and actually becomes really great, I mean, we look at it and we're like, yeah, whatever. The moment they do Sea of Thieves 2, everyone freaks out. Because everyone's going to freak out more about a sequel than an original idea. Because they don't know what they're going to think about the original idea. The fact is, they showed 40-plus games. And I'm all for it.
I'm really glad Cuphead got a release date, finally. Yeah. That's the one game that I've been wanting to play for a while, but we've known about it for a long time. So
I mean, other than Robert, because I know his answer, what's that one game that would have blown you out of the water?
Another trick idea?
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh.
I don't know. In terms of Microsoft, I don't know. Aside from that, honestly, I just was hoping for something else from Rare, like another old property being brought back in like a new game. I thought that's something that Microsoft has in their pocket over the other consoles, especially Sony, is just that beloved company's library and mascots that they can bring back like they did with Killer Instinct. And I don't know, that's wishful thinking, I guess. I was just hoping for at least something from the Rare catalog.
I didn't want any of their known franchises to show up.
Because
we've seen them a million times. I just wanted something original that actually appealed to me, that wasn't some shooter that was, you know, like the games you're hyping. The games that they were hyping are all involved some kind of shooting or whatever. To me, I don't know. I just wanted something that nothing here blew my doors off. I'm excited for a lot of things. I'm just, you know, let's see. Let's see what Sony, because last year, that's what Sony did, even though I didn't know some of these games beforehand, just because it was cool to see them. It doesn't have to be a known franchise. It just has to be something that, for me, appealed to me. I'm just saying.
I can't believe you guys are making me defend Microsoft. I hate all of you.
Hey, and I just want to say I'm really disappointed that they didn't tell me how much more TV and movies I could watch on the Xbox.
I think they learned their lesson.
Oh man.
Hopefully this one doesn't even have a TV feature.
Plus, I got to drop points on the score anyways, just because it is Microsoft. So.
Now that's bad. But, yeah, so there you go. We got a little bit of confrontation there at the end about scores. So, but yeah, you know, you can let us know what you thought about the Microsoft conference either in the comment section at W2Net.com or the comment section on Spreaker or wherever it is that you listen to this. You can let us know on YouTube as well. So, did you like it? Did you not like it? Are you with Randy? Was it a blowaway conference, or
I didn't say blowaway? It was good.
Nine to me is that's a great conference. When you're giving something
a great conference, it's not a blowaway conference. It's a great conference because you have not told me what they could have done to make it better. Except for go into Sean Garmer's head and pick out the perfect game type and then show it for 20 minutes.
Bring back Jay Allard. That would have made it perfect.
Oh, man.
All right. So there you go. That is our press conference review of Microsoft's. We'll be back early in the morning on Sunday to review Bethesda's because they feel like they have to torture some of us that live on the East Coast. And
that's West Coast. Sorry.
I'm just kidding. They do it because I guess at night they really want you to remember that, you know, sleep on it, remembering the greatness of whatever they bring out. So, and we already know that there's something cooking with a game that's sort of been leaked, but not. We haven't seen anything of it, so that's going to be fun.
They're going to release a good version of Fallout 4.
Oh!
Ouch. Ouch.
Snap.
All right, let's save that for the Bethesda conference. All right, for Mark Robert making his Video Games to the Max debut here, Wes and Randy, and for myself, we'll see you later, everybody.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.